Well, you need to eat up some popcorn.
Oh, we're on the air.
Hi, everybody.
You have to be so loud.
We all hot.
Okay.
So, I wonder if we can put up a tent out here.
I don't know. But hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
We are here. This is Kimberly and Ashley.
Sorry for the crunching.
And we are live in D.C., Washington, D.C., at the nation's capital.
Right by the monument. Having a ball.
Right by the Washington Monument.
Having a private party for two.
Having a private party.
We got snacks.
We're not exceeding our limit of people.
Right.
It's just two of us.
Just two. Just the two.
And there are people out here, but, you know, pretty much everybody's staying. Oh, shit, bro.
Dog alley. We must have picked the wrong spot. You guys, we're like maybe, how many feet you say from the monument?
A thousand feet.
Probably 1,000 feet from the monument. So we got a great view of the monument. And everybody that passes by with their dog is letting their dog poop by where we're sitting. And we don't understand. Do you scoop in D.C.? Have a law in the rule? Ain't you supposed to scoop?
You know what? I'm from California.
I don't know if it's my imagination.
I'm from California.
Okay.
I don't know.
She's scooping. Yeah, thank you.
She's the only one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nobody else has scooped like
only
all day.
You.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know, right?
We got one good Samaritan that's scooping.
That she's
like,
scooping the poop.
What is that? 50? That's not even 50 feet from us.
No.
So like everybody that passes by with a dog
they
on
just
dog,
let the dog,
they're just letting them squat. Just
yeah,
let them
just letting just them let just do it right in front of
like,
us.
We're like facing it. Like,
come on.
Like,
is there a virus going
we're
on?
We're in the wrong spot.
We're gonna get E. coli in the mouth. Right?
Drink some liquor. Drink the tequila.
I mean,
take it away.
Juice. We're drinking juice.
Yeah, the juice will make it go away.
We're drinking juice. So anyway, like we said,
nobody's scooping. It's just we're in like dog alley, like dog poop alley, because nobody is like scooping. Except for this one young lady, so we definitely applauded her for.
Thank you, young lady.
For
thank
scooping
you.
Her little, from her little animal's waste, because we are
thank
just
you.
We're in a bad spot, and we're like all comfortable now. And we're all sneezy and snotty because our allergies.
And then we're around these, like, I don't know if you guys remember those little things when we were kids. But you
dandelions.
Pick them up. That's what they're called. Uh-huh. You pick them up and then you blow them.
Yeah.
And then you make a wish or whatever.
Like, yeah.
Well, we're surrounded by
allergy
that.
Allergy central.
And, yeah. Like, our nose is running. And I don't want people to, like, to be looking at us like, oh, my gosh.
We need a sign that says it's just allergies, right? It's just allergies. Because it is spring, you know?
Oh, my
it's
God.
Spring.
So we're just like, we're here. I got the Lysol. I got the hand sanitizer. We got our mask.
I got some perfume.
We got, that's going to make us sneeze even more.
But it might have alcohol in it, though.
Oh,
yep,
my
see,
God.
Alcohol is the first ingredient.
Wow.
So
it's going to dry us out.
And it's going to kill
the
germs.
And
yeah.
Kill the germs.
Makes it feel good.
So. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we are here at the Washington Monument.
Thankful to be able to come out because it's a pretty day.
It's a pretty day. It's kind of windy, but it's pretty. There are people out, some with masks, some not. But we're pretty much, you know, spaced out.
Yeah, everybody is practicing social distancing.
Yeah, everybody's spaced out.
We got a spot under the tree.
Under
right
our
the
Charlie
monument.
Brown tree.
I wish we could show you guys a picture. Can we, like, insert a picture after to
I don't
see how
think
close
so.
We are? No. Because we're, like,
no,
looking right
we
at the
put
monitor.
This, like, on Facebook or
IG.
Something.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
so we'll do that.
So we'll take a picture and be, like, live from.
Yeah.
Live from.
From the Washington Monument. So.
1,000
okay.
feet live from the monument.
So today. You know, we decided to just
come out here and laugh at people.
Come out here and laugh and, you know, do like what the old people do, just do some good people watching.
Yeah.
You know, because we've been locked up for so long.
We left our men at home.
Yes.
We're just having fun.
Our men are at home. And we won't go into that. So let's tell you about what's going on, what we see here.
What we see.
Okay, so what is this? What street is this? Independence?
When I say independence, that's so, the street I know the best.
Okay, so maybe Constitution.
We're near the
White House.
The volleyball things are unconstitutional. Are independent?
No, that's
the volleyball.
Rock Creek, Ohio Drive.
But it's right there when we come off Independence, right? That's the volleyball. Where the volleyball? Anyway, we're either by unconstitutional or independent. I don't know.
Okay, somewhere. But anyway, so we're not far from the White House. Like, if we get up, we can see it. And there are big trucks that are parked, like, all on the streets. And they're not letting people park, you know, to get out. And they're like the trucks that pull, like, the
18-wheelers.
Yeah, the 18-wheelers. And they all have, like, American flags on them. Didn't some have signs on? Can you get off your phone?
I'm doing this. No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. So, they're taking up all the parking spots. Like, I don't even know if that's illegal.
People can't park on the street.
Yeah, so we had to go and park, like, by child services.
Away?
Yeah.
No, it's Department of Interior.
Oh, Department of Interior.
DOI.
I thought it was child services.
No, it was just the daycare.
Okay, yeah. So we had to go and park over there. Let me check the parking to see if we still have minutes over there.
We need more money?
No. We still got an hour. We're good.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, so that's where we are. And so they're honking horns. There's like police officers out, but I don't get it, like, why they are trying to block everybody. And then they're grouped around each other. And then you said some of them have signs? What did they say?
Someone had like American flags on a little banner. Oh, yeah, stay safe for America or something like that. Stay safe for America.
Yeah, so it's like they're blocking us coming out here on a nice day, and we're practicing social distancing. Yeah. So, I mean, this is just ridiculous.
It's crazy.
This is just ridiculous. I have no words for it. I mean, I've never seen anything like this before. It's a very nice day. It's like in the 70s. People are out.
Yep.
Some people have shirts off that don't need to have their shirts off. And, you know, people are like, you know, we're practicing. We're staying away from each other. But we're out. Like, look over there by the monument. You can see, like, how they're
working
distance.
Out. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're working out. And then you can see, like, how they're spread apart. Like, I mean, we're still following the rules. We're just outside.
Yep.
So, I mean,
they shouldn't be blocking it.
Yeah, but they're blocking it. I don't know what this is about, but it's just crazy. And so, like, they've been talking on the news. I don't know if you guys can hear us, but they've been talking on the news about how all the food is going to waste. Like, all the the farmers are losing.
They're dumping the milk.
The crops.
They bag it up? And people need milk right now.
But see, that's the thing, right? Like, they're smashing eggs because the chickens aren't stopping
to
lay eggs. Yeah, they're laying eggs. And so, but you have all these 18-wheeler tractor
parked.
People out here parked.
I mean, how many do you think
that could
it
be
is?
Going and
more
get
than
the
100?
Food? Oh, my gosh. They're, like, so many.
It spans
they go
from
all the way down, like, from 17th, like, all the way. Like,
wasn't it on that other street, too?
They're on both sides.
So I'm
going to
say 100, at least 150 18-wheelers.
Yeah.
150, if we had to guess.
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand. We want to understand why. Why are you keeping people from this?
You know, I don't think the mayor would approve this. I don't. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but they're just out and they're parked. Like,
so if anybody is in D.C.
Like, bumper to bumper.
On Constitution or where you see these 18-wheelers, just the trailer part, not the trailer, but the part that drives. If you're here and you know the answer to this question, please tag us and let us know, because we want to understand.
Like, what is your thought?
Why are you,
like,
wasting man hours when these trucks could be hauling food to people? Because Walmart, where I live, is jacked up. Everything, if you go there past
everything
noon.
Everything is gone. Everything.
If you go there past noon, it's nothing, right?
I even tried to order pasta because, you know, like, you know, everybody's playing the Fear Factor now. So people are ordering groceries and come pick them up. I went to Safeway. They don't even have pasta anymore.
Like macaroni and spaghetti.
Yeah. You know, like, the pasta's gone. The Alfredo sauce.
The vegetables are there, though.
The vegetables are there.
Vegetables.
No.
We need to just go vegetarian for this whole.
Look at him.
He's prancing.
He's got nice muscle legs, so yeah. Okay, we're sorry.
I digress.
Yeah, so but anyway, we're back.
Hey.
Stop waving. He's not even looking. He got his headphones on.
But if he got eyes. He'll have a mask on, though. He can't come over.
No, he can't come over.
He has, sir.
If you want to come talk to us, you got to have a mask on.
I know one thing. I'm hitting up that food truck when you leave because I'm going to get me a Polish dog and some ice cream.
She's going to get us Polish dogs.
Polish dogs.
Look at him. I like his little leg muscles right there.
Get your booty flat.
The leg muscles.
She said, forget exercise. I'm just walking until the ice cream's gone.
Screw it. There's some ice cream. So we got
20 in my pocket too. Yeah.
She got some money.
Yeah.
She danced hard for that.
I didn't know. I wish I could. I watched Hustlers last night. We watched that
again.
Too. I like that movie. J-Lo gives me inspiration. J-Lo gives me inspiration.
Oh, remember we used to wear those back in the 90s?
Yeah, in the 90s.
With like two pairs of socks. And we used to think we were 357.
I don't like them anymore.
I don't know if you guys are like, well, back in Oakland, we're from the Bay.
I don't like them.
It's 357. We used to wear those like little patent leather shoes. And here we go. Here we go. We got to make a video.
Oh, God. Okay. A TikTok. So it'd just be like 3 seconds. We won't sweat.
so we won't fall out.
Yeah. We won't do that. We need to make a TikTok before it's over. Everybody's made a TikTok.
Everybody. Yeah.
And you just download it to TikTok. It's easy, right?
I don't even know how to use it.
We know someone that does.
Yeah. We have to ask our millennials. Our millennials how to upload TikTok because we don't know.
Yeah. I don't think it's that hard.
I'm still learning how to work the gram.
No, I think I mastered the gram.
Snitches love the gram. Now, if for you older people out there, you cannot upload anything from the computer to the gram.
I tried so hard. Stop working.
So we try, but you can't. So
it's the phone thing.
It's the phone thing.
Does it work on Jitterbugs? I don't think Jitterbug has any apps.
It's just big numbers. I think you'd take a picture with it. I don't even know.
I don't even know. At that age, I don't think they're interested in the gram. But
some days, I feel like I need a jitterbug. Because, you know, my eyes, like, I have to, like, blink. Oh, my gosh. So.
You need to get the bifocal contact and just be done with it.
I am not putting contact in my eye. I'm not doing it.
It's not even hard.
I will keep my bifocal glasses and they have the lines out.
They got a bifocal contact.
I will not.
It's easy.
I refuse.
I'm so sick of wearing it. As soon as I can, I actually want to get the LASIK because I'm
No, because we have friends of the family that got it done and they can't even really see. Out of their eyes anymore.
But I know four people that hadn't had a good result.
Okay.
But did you know that every 10 years, did you know as you get older?
Oh, look at this bug.
I think I killed him. Every that's a pretty color. Every 10 years, you know, you have to get it again. Because, you know, as you get older, your eyesight degenerates.
They glaze over.
Well, yeah, just
like
it's age.
Like older people, their eyes look like they turn blue.
That's cataracts? Yes.
That's cataracts. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought when you got older, your eyes just changed colors.
That's an issue.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Oh, he's got pretty eyes.
But they're not a pretty blue.
They're like a grayish. Yeah. Like
one row is brown. Yeah. It's not cute.
Okay. So we didn't know. All right. So.
Yeah. Just out here people watching it. We have seen some sights.
Oh, look at them now. We're watching some people doing like body boot camp over there.
Yeah, I wish I should be joining them. I tell you what.
They're like grabbing their ankles and putting their arms over their heads. Oh,
right,
stuff.
Grabbing the ankles.
Oh, yeah.
Grab
them. But they're still standing.
It's a yoga stretch.
They're not on the ground grabbing their ankles.
Speaking of yoga, you going to do hot yoga with me one day?
Hot yoga. So that's like in a hot room.
It's like 105 in there.
No. I can do that in Las Vegas.
No.
In my backyard.
No, you sweat really good.
Look at this little hat.
Yarmulke.
Oh. Okay.
We thought it was just like a little saucer.
Yeah,
like
look at that. I know it's not no saucer. Oh, look. Another dog. Oh, you guys, another dog is coming.
And he's not even leashed.
He come over here. He gonna get like some Lysol in his face.
He looks young.
Yeah, pups are the main ones that want to come over and lick.
We had to surrender the chips to him.
I like animals, but I don't like animals licking on me. I just don't.
Not even your toes.
Not even my toes. Shut the toes are off limits.
I like
for animals
toes.
And humans.
They love to do that.
For animals and humans.
Roxy does that all the time. She can do that all the
Roxy
time.
Roxy is old now. She can't lick herself. So that's not going to happen anymore. Yeah, she should. She really does need to go down there. But I don't want to, you know.
So, yeah,
so okay. So anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, that little puppy just full of energy and.
So I was on.
It just makes me want a little dog.
Okay. Anyway,
you guys
you have a man. You don't need
you guys,
a dog.
He's frolicking. My man likes dogs too.
Yeah, he wants.
This one likes dogs.
He wants big dogs.
The other one, he's not getting it. He's not getting it.
He wants. He doesn't. He don't want like a mini pincher.
Well,
he wants something. He wants something
that's bigger than him.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. Mm-mm. We're not.
Okay. Can we not discuss your personal?
All right. I'm just saying.
Okay. So she just said. So anyway, you guys, we want you to stay safe and healthy, but also use some common sense. There's this lady. She was driving and she passed out behind the wheel because she wore her mask for too long.
Big dummy.
And you know they in the article it said that. You know, wear your mask if you're in a building and you're around a bunch of people. Like, okay, cool. We'll do that.
Not your own car with the windows up. And no
but,
air
yeah,
going.
So she was in the mask and she was in the car by herself. And she was in one of those N95 masks.
Mm.
And she hit a tree. Mm. You know, she survived, but it could have been a whole lot worse. And that's just horrible. So, you know, just use common sense, you know, just don't.
Because another dog is coming, man.
Another dog.
Poop Alley. We're on Poop
so,
Alley.
So, because you guys, because of this whole thing, you know, think about it. If you pass out, is somebody going to give you mouth to mouth?
Exactly. And if you pass, nobody can come see you and hold your hand.
Right.
Cheer you on.
And if you come. If you utilize for anything, you know, your family can't even come and see you. So, I mean, think about that. Nobody's going to give you mouth to mouth.
Be extra careful.
So just be extra careful.
You know, don't even do things that would make you think twice. Why should I do that? If you got to think about it, probably don't do it.
Probably.
Probably don't do it.
Probably don't do it.
Probably don't.
Don't do it. Okay? Just say no.
Just say no.
What's everybody looking at? What are they looking at? Did we hear something?
Alien attack? I don't know.
Okay.
It's just them two looking.
If we see people running,
we're
going to end this now.
We'll catch you later. We're not going to bring you with us.
I mean, because
somebody's got to live to tell the story.
That's just what we do.
Actually, get it off. Just flick it.
What? I had to hit it. Sorry. There was a bug crawling on her arm. Oh, there you go. There was a bug crawling on her arm.
Get a walk. I'm just
okay. We need to find out where everybody's getting his ice cream from.
That little truck over there. Where the friend they had
ice cream.
I will. Even a little girl. I give you a chip and you give me your ice cream.
Nobody wants these little sun chips.
It's like a whole bag.
Right. They want some Doritos or something.
Popcorn. All you want.
Whiskey.
All you want. Look, you got to shake it.
Whiskey. Oh, my gosh. So where is everybody? Nobody's out today? Nobody's out listening because it's a nice day.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you.
It is a nice day, so nobody's out.
But you can catch us later, though.
Yeah, you can catch us later. You can catch us later on this transmission because it's, you know, it's going to be recorded.
It's just a purdy day, y'all. It's a purdy day.
It is.
It's a purdy little day. It's a purdy little day outside.
Even if you are bleeding like a slaughtered hog,
nobody
needs to
see me, though.
What? Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
But I do.
But you do. Yeah. Yeah.
Need some lotion for the feet?
You know what? I need to let my toenails dry. Okay. Oh, I didn't even paint that one. So, you guys, we're out here and
the I don't know if you got the
no, that's not the birds. That's the cop.
bees.
Bees? 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 Are we allergic to bees?
We could be because
what, you just gave our personal business out there.
What is that? What is that noise?
Oh, goodness, a motorcycle.
Oh, wow, we came at the right time. It's a ride. Y'all, it's a motorcycle ride. Hope they're not a gang.
I hope they're not a gang. I'm a motorcycle rider, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I'm a part of the diamond clusters.
Let's film it. Right. Cool. You guys, if you can see what we're seeing. They better not buy all the ice cream, though.
Okay.
They better not buy all the ice cream.
Oh, shoot, this dang iPhone.
Do my phone.
No, because it's going directly to the gram.
Oh.
I got to learn how to work this gram. I'll have my video with it.
The people going to be gone. Wow, how many is it?
Okay, guys, I'm about to put this on the gram.
Isn't it their, like, annual ride day or something?
I don't know. I'm trying to get the gram.
They're about to go. Oh, my God.
Hold on. Shoot. I can't get the
gram. Oh, my God. Old people at a phone. Not millennials at a phone. Let me just say that.
Dang it. Okay, we're trying. Oh, they gone. They're gone.
There's a lot more of them though.
It's a lot more. Okay, guys. She's recording, but I can't even get this thing right. Trying to do. Okay, live. There we go. Oh, they're gone now. They're gone. Okay.
I got a little.
You got a little bit of it. All right. See, that's where we were. Move your body out the way. No.
Do you know how to put videos on the gram?
I'm doing it right now.
Oh.
Okay.
That was so neat Next. And so unexpected.
Okay, guys. So we just shared what we did. Okay. I just got a lot of noise.
I got nothing. I thought I had it.
I just got a lot of noise. Oh, where am I? All right. So anyway, it's hard to work the gram if you are over the age of 40. For myself, especially if you're using an iPhone, can you get that out of my ear?
I got it.
I'm trying to. You got it?
Yeah.
But you got to post it now. Now that's the hard part.
I'll let my millennials.
Okay. So sometimes millennials do come in handy.
I got an in-house millennial.
Well, I don't. I work with some.
Yeah, there you go. Well, my in-house millennial will share his skills with you.
But I am married to a tech person.
Okay.
So maybe he could figure it out.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. So anyway, we're here. That was our excitement. It was like probably, I don't know, maybe 50 of them.
Girl,
on a bike.
200 easy.
So they're riding, you know, it's cool.
Nobody else seemed to be like affected but us. We were like the only ones that were like looking.
I don't know, like that Baltimore thing.
Some people were shaking their heads.
Were they?
Yeah, some of the other people.
Yeah, they were shaking their heads. Oh my gosh. Like, to see a man on a motorcycle.
They shouldn't be out here in such large numbers.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I love to see a man on a motorcycle. I, myself, am a cruiser person because, you know, I learned how to ride on a cruiser. I love cruisers. But sometimes men are very sexy, especially when they have beards, because I love men with beards.
I'm that tripod.
I love man with a beard.
The three-wheeler thing.
Oh, look, there goes one with a beard right now. I think he's been drinking.
I don't think he can ride a bike.
Hey. Yeah, he was kind of cute though. You know what I'm saying? Look at him.
Oh my God, I'm not looking.
Yeah, he was cute. He was cute.
He was cute.
Yeah, you know it.
No mask.
No mask though, so you
like,
can't.
No mask. You know, using a t-shirt thing, we should make a t-shirt like that. No mask. Like, they have their hand like this. You know, that would be cute.
Okay, so you just gave out the whole idea to the whole world right now. So, yeah, watch. We're going to see it on YouTube.
There are implementers and there are listeners.
Okay.
Which one are you?
And watch them come up with that. They're like, thanks, Timberly. Thanks for that. You inspired me.
Well, I'm on my cut then.
Right.
If you can thank me, you can give me my cut.
You can send it to my Cash App.
Send it to my P.O. box, so it won't.
No, Cash App is instant.
Money or please.
Yeah.
Cash App has a paper trail.
Oh, oh.
Money order, please.
Okay, so we can just meet up somewhere.
Mm-mm. Send it to the P.O. box. I can give you that a little bit later.
Which is located in Montana. You can make the drop. And then I'll come later and come pick it up.
Right.
So, yeah. Oh, look at this one here. Look at this one.
No mas.
Oh, but he's cute though.
I don't give a crap.
I like his beard, you all. I like the beard.
That boy looks like Steph Curry.
Who?
Steph Curry.
The little guy?
Cute though.
Oh, that's your type though.
No, not
that's
really.
That's your type? That's your type?
I think they like you.
I think they are too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our cousins.
Yeah.
They're probably our relatives.
Right, you know everybody's related over there.
Mm-hmm. I just, Papa.
Yeah, in Highlands.
I want to go there so bad.
Well, okay, so we're saying that because our great great grandmother was from Ethiopia.
Jane.
Yeah,
and I've heard
and
twin.
She came over here, and you know they gave her the name of Jane, and our grandmother said that she had like a really thick accent, and she spoke some language we don't know. It's Ethiopian. We don't know what it's called.
They said
he said Hebrew, but I told a guy that he was like, no, it's Amharic or
yeah,
it's something
Aramaic.
Yeah,
but if it was Aramaic, then that's the language that Jesus spoke. That's the first, like the
original
language.
That's what she
language.
Was that he was
they
saying.
They spoke Aramaic. That
yeah,
way back then.
Yeah,
I mean so.
Yeah,
I thought that was like biblical.
No, that's biblical what they speak. Language. They speak that. They speak
Aramaic.
They speak Arabic. They speak Amharic. They speak.
I don't know that.
But
well,
that's what the guy. That's oh, what this okay. guy said. He's from Ethiopia.
Oh, because I didn't know. It was
he's
spoke.
Like, no, it's not Hebrew. It was Aramaic. Yeah,
Aramaic.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway,
well, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's very
because that's the first Bible translation I think is in Aramaic. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong. I know y'all will.
You
correct
know.
Me if I'm wrong.
Just get our Bark. Food off the grass.
Yeah, the popcorn is in a bag.
Okay, I'm just saying. Okay.
I don't think bugs like popcorn.
You don't think bugs like they like anything.
Not their type.
Like their tape. They like skin.
Yeah.
They like something. Oh, look, you got those little white dots. You got those when you were in the South, didn't you? Because that's the only time, like, with I got them because. But every time we would go to like the South, mosquitoes would bite me.
It's not
bite. And
bites.
So when I would go to Mississippi with Mr. Sippy, they wouldn't even bite him, but I would have like a whole bunch of bites on me.
As I get older,
because
they just
no, but our grandmothers had those, and it was from the bites because they
it's
would like.
It's not bite. I've never been
mine
bitten.
Are, look how pale I am.
It's not bite. It's skin. Yeah,
put some
can
lotion
see the
on
vein.
Me. Put some lotion.
You're not nearly as.
Okay, you guys, so when this whole thing is over, I'm going to hedonism. I don't know.
I'm going to the spa.
I'm going to hedonism. Look, you can see the scratches. Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, super pale.
Sparkly.
I can never talk about the people that are descendants from Great
you
Britain.
Put those legs out there
with,
in that
with
sun.
My legs are so yellow.
Just stick them up in the sun right now. There
just
you go.
Hold them up in the
yep,
air.
Just hold them up.
Oh, I need some help with that.
We're the same color.
No, look at that. You can see my vein.
Yeah, that's
you can see my that's ridiculous.
That's you need
let
to
me
just,
cover that.
Let me need to come sit on my balcony so this
oh my gosh. I'm not even ashy. I'm ashy.
Yeah, I'm
look
ashy.
Look at that. I'm not even ashy.
But
I'm
let
just
me tell
pale.
You know, when you come over my place, it's different, huh? You have to use more lotion, don't you? My
yeah,
water is
your
hard
water.
Is where I am.
Your
my water,
yeah.
Hard.
I would have to say DC water is
soft.
It's
yeah.
soft. It's a lot better. What's up, Wendy? You're not outside? She's here. Say hi to Wendy.
Hi.
Hi. You're not outside today? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Outside
doing social distancing, watching people get this ice cream from this truck.
Yeah,
you're going to have to go get us some.
I know, right?
Ice cream and tequila. Does that go together?
It's gonna.
It's gonna go together.
It's gonna.
It's gonna go together.
It's gonna.
Remember when that girl called in? She was like, I'm about to do a live.
Okay, it scared me.
We had a girl. She was like chatting with us and she was like, hey, girls, what's going on? We're like, nothing. What's going on with you? She's like, oh, I'm just here
about to do a line. We're like, whoa.
No.
A line of.
Step away from the white powder. Please.
She's riding the white horse.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like, okay, just stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. Do you stay hydrated?
I don't know.
I mean, from what you've heard, do you know?
I haven't even heard that much.
Yeah.
I know you stay high.
Oh, Wendy's calling in. Wendy's calling. Okay.
Okay.
Let me reconnect. Hello?
I'm not actually calling in. Whoops.
Are you there?
No, I don't think you can hear
Wendy,
me.
Wendy, are you there? Hi, how are you? Are you good? Oh no, she hung up on us. Oh, Wendy. Okay. But yeah, the girl, she was doing a Wendy, I hope you're not doing a line. Are you doing a line right now? If you are, please stay hydrated. Oh, she said sorry about that. I accidentally hit the button. Oh, it's okay.
How was that?
It's okay. If you have time, you can type it out. You can call it out, whatever. We're just here doing some people watching.
And it's so nice
in Washington, D.C. You know,
really, really,
it's nice. People are social distancing, and we're
I need
out.
A chair that pulls out like a beach chair.
A beach chair, yeah. We missed the sun.
Chase.
Oh, she said absolutely did not do a lot.
Thank you.
Good job, Wendy.
Thank
just
you
say
so
no
much.
To drugs like Nancy Thanks. Reagan did back in the '80s. What? Am I showing my age when I say that? Just say no. What? You know what? I actually like that. That inspired me to say no to drugs.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
that's
it really
good.
Did. It
that's
really
good.
Did.
That's no, that's
they
good.
Say it didn't do anything, but I beg to differ.
That's good. Well, that's really
think,
good.
Because when I was in high school, somebody confronted me with some marijuana, and I was like, no, I will not do that.
And plus, you know, mom and dad would kill me.
Plus, yeah, my parents would kill me.
Would have been on that end.
If mom and dad... What is this now?
Oh, man. Oh,
one of those motorcyclists.
I hope not. I hope not.
Wait. It's headed towards the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. It's turning
Let's
the corner.
Hope for the best.
It's turning the corner.
Let's hope for the best.
Okay. So, anyway, if mom and dad would have had drug tests back then when we were teenagers, just because they probably would have done it.
They would have come up negative.
It would have come up negative every time,
thing.
And they probably would have done it.
I don't think so. I think
don't know. Mom is pretty strict.
They knew that we weren't taking any drugs. I didn't even drink in high school.
No. When I hear people say, yeah, I drank in high school, like, what? You drank?
Like, where were your parents? Like, our parents
are
all on
serious?
Our, like, on, where
like,
are our parents?
I think the most that
Where's
I've ever
ass?
Done.
Where's my parents? Right there.
The most that I've ever done when I was young was, like, I used the party line, like, the, you know, you could click over and you could call somebody, and that was, like, pushing it.
Yeah, party.
That was, like, pushing it. Like, that was way before cell phones. So we all had, like, party lines and stuff. So,
did we?
Yeah.
Did
well, we? I mean, well, you know.
Like
you
a two-way?
Call waiting. Call
okay,
waiting.
I was going to say.
Call waiting. So, yeah. I mean, that was, like, pushing it for me.
Now we call it conference call.
Now, right. Now it's conference call. Now it's Zooming. With the camera.
But do people
Zooming.
Zoom with their friends? I guess so.
They Zoom now with their friends.
What about Facebook? Skype.
Oh, Skype is like, I guess, for people overseas, maybe?
Oh, you can't Skype city to city?
Yeah, you can do city to city, too.
Oh, okay.
Too.
I was about to say.
But are you hearing, did I read that article to you?
What?
Where people are now having orgies on Zoom?
Zoom, baby.
So, what are they called? Zoomies?
Zorgies. That's crazy.
So they're having Zorgies.
Zumping.
Everybody's jumping around.
Get up off my screen. I don't want to be seen.
if sex turns into that, yeah, I know, right, Wendy? Seriously, that's what they're doing. They're having Zorgies.
You know what? I will totally pass.
There's nothing like a real human manly body or womanly, you know, whatever you prefer.
That's like a webcam, though. If you're doing that on Zoom,
like,
that's a webcam
should,
at that point.
Yeah, that's
you know what
a
mean?
Webcam.
That's a business.
Right. That's you need to just pay me.
Yeah, that's
pay me my
slide
money.
The card.
Slide
yeah.
the card if you want to see
yeah.
me show
I'm
my goods.
I'm not trying to. Yeah, that's a whole nother. That's not social. That's not being social.
That's social distancing.
You're social. You can't catch anything that way. You can't get pregnant if you zump.
I don't think that.
Let's have zorgies.
That wouldn't be satisfying.
So, so my question is, like, is it just? Do they just line them up on their screen? And there's just like one person?
No, I bet you if it's an orgy, it's a whole bunch. You know how like the Brady Bunch screen?
Yeah.
It's probably like six.
But if they have couples, if they have couples.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So like the couples probably show, they do things.
Everybody's doing it all at the same time.
Are you allowed to like, if you're not a couple?
Yeah,
can you still join the Zorgy?
No, I think it's like
she said LOL. Right?
Like say me and my six neighbors, we all get together and agree we're gonna do this in front of our camera. Okay, Bob and Sally, we all go on at six and you guys be ready, have the lube all together.
Have a lube. But wait a minute. So like do they have to wear masks when they do that?
I don't think
so. If you're getting your neighbors into your Zorgy.
Then no.
You have to wear a mask.
You know who you are. You gotta agree to do Zoom. Like I gotta sign into Zoom. When you have your meeting.
But I'm saying if they come over to your house, nah, you're all on camera.
Everybody's doing it at their own house. Zoom. Yeah, everybody's doing it at their own house. So I got it's like six like the Brady like think of Brady Bunch.
Like the Brady Bunch, but it's like two people to a square.
Yeah. Was it Hollywood Square? Right.
Okay, like so Hollywood Square.
Hollywood Zoom works.
That's just free porn, right?
Yeah.
That's just free porn, right?
Between friends. Between
porn. Free porn between friends. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you have to be invited to Zoom.
Right. So it's people you pick.
So you choose the people that you want to see.
So it might be my friends in Utah, my friends in California, my friends in
Iceland.
Yeah.
Ooh. Norway, Germany,
Africa,
France. Oh, now a Frenchman. I don't know if he has a beard. As long as he has to have a beard, though. I like beards. So
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Puerto Rico. Okay, I'm sorry. She went off. Okay, but they have to be able to have internet. Like, okay, so like, what if the internet's not good and it's spotty?
Well, it is.
Oh my, I wish they would stop honking their horns over there. Do you guys hear these horns? Do you guys hear the horn? I don't know. They're ruining everything. Who is he waving? I don't know. Oh, that's a girl. That's a girl.
Oh, where's the children?
Yeah.
Is that one of the trucks?
I think that's one of the trucks.
I think it's that orange one right there.
I think it's the orange one.
I guess they're blowing horns. You know, little kids like the horn. Yeah. On the school bus.
Oh, and we used to do the horn thing. Oh, so she hears the horn. Okay, sorry about that. Like, oh gosh. Yeah, come on, man. Come on.
Now it's someone else.
Now somebody else.
Like you said, to recap, there's like at least 150 like big rigs parked here without the trailer, and they're taking up spaces along Independence and
Constitution. We're in Washington, D.C. right now. Sounds like a ship, right?
I wish. What if we could take a cruise and we're the only people on the ship?
Man.
We enjoy all the amenities. Oh, I'm never leaving.
But I'd have to have at least one man with the beard.
Well, yeah, you're
too. No, I don't want my spouse. If we're going on the cruise ship and I'm having fun, I want to leave him home.
I'll take my boo.
Okay, you take yours.
I have so much fun.
Okay. Oh my gosh, really, man? We're trying to record here. And they just stand on the horn.
In the sauna. In the pool.
Oh my god. Okay, we're so sorry about this. We're just like, I don't know why they're doing it. It's like,
what is going on?
We don't know. We're just
Is there a certain time? It's 5:01. So something at 5:00 has happened. Something at 5:00 has happened. So for whatever reason, at 5:00, all the horns are going off. And we don't
know why. But we got 33 minutes left on our thing.
How much longer?
Oh, we can do it like at 40.
Okay.
All right, guys, we're so sorry about this. We don't know what's going on. It's 5:00 here on Eastern Standard Time. We're in Washington, D.C., and all these trucks, these tractor-trailer trucks, are blowing their horns. I don't know if you guys can hear us. We're trying to get close. And I don't know where all the men with the beards have gone. They've just walked away. We saw some really cute guys with no shirts on and some that were, you know, needed to put their shirts back on. But, yeah, that's what's going on here.
Sounds like they're quieting down. What is that? I just got a message. I don't know. But if we start to see people run, we're going to take off.
We still love you.
We still love you. And I'll hold the computer while I'm ready.
You're in D.C. So anything.
I don't know if you guys have seen Olympus Has Fallen, that movie, but we're out there where that huge plane was shooting down everything and went straight to the White House. So, yeah, that's the area where we are.
Would it be like a block from the White House?
Not even a block. It's across the street.
Oh, yeah. It's across the street.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, she said it's a protest.
Okay. Oh. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that.
What a protest for?
We don't, so what? That they're trying to keep us inside or lift the ban? Are you sure? Do you know why, Wendy? Why they could be protesting? We're not sure. But, yeah. Well, anyway, I guess we're going to have to wrap it up now, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, low rates? Maybe that's why they're protesting. Low rates? Oh, during the pandemic. Oh, you said IOW rates during the pandemic. Okay. Yeah, so maybe we'll pull one of the guys over and ask why.
Yeah.
Maybe Thimberly will have to use her femininity. Oh, she just Googled it. Oh, okay. That's why. It's for rates during the pandemic. What's up, Joy? So, yeah, like I said, we're at Washington, D.C., and they're having a protest right now. We're just sitting here, and I guess it started at 5 p.m., so we're going to have to wrap this up because it's just way too loud. So,
yeah.
All right, Wendy, so thanks for joining us today. Follow me, and I will follow you when you have your show. And I guess we're gonna have to see you guys later.
Yeah. Because bye, Wendy. Thank you for
thank you for letting us know what's going on. Because we thought there was like some kind of accident or shooting or something. We're gonna have to take off and run.
Something.
Yeah. We haven't run like that since we were at Oakland. Oh my gosh! So like California has okay. I know I have to go until California has, what is that called?
It's
the Juneteenth Festival. Yeah, like every year somebody would always shoot. Even if they don't, people would just start running just for no reason. And then we would start running. Like so that's what, excuse me, we thought we were going to have to do. But anyway, yeah, thank you, Wendy. So we'll talk to you guys next Saturday or Friday or something.
Soon.
Yeah, soon.
Coming to you soon.
And we are signing out from Washington, D.C. live during this protest.
Stay safe. Right. Keep washing those hands.
Wash those hands, guys.
Don't wear the mask while you're jogging.
Don't, no. Please don't fall out or hit a tree. All right, guys. We love you. Talk to you later. Bye.